Are you a business owner who's fed up with feeling like the world thinks you have to be a boss babe CEO, whatever the hell that is, or hustle 24/7 in order to be taken seriously? If so, welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for women just like you who want to find a slow and steady way to grow your business that's built around genuine work-life balance, not a multi-million pound empire. I'm your podcast host, Libby Langley, business coach and mentor, solopreneur, sole trader, cat mama, and diehard advocate of doing less to achieve more. In Life in Business, I'm going to share with you how to make small but effective tweaks, how to be confident in your business decisions, how to say no to things you think you should be doing, and how to make a healthy and guilt-free profit doing exactly what you love the most without working 14 hours a day. Get ready to make your dreams come true. Here's this week's episode. Hello and welcome to Life in Business, my podcast for people who want an easier business. I am Libby Langley and I'm the ease queen, so you're in the right place if that's what you're looking for. And I want to talk to you today about busyness in business and why you don't always need to be busy. Okay. Busy bees, we're busy bees because we're entrepreneurs, we think a lot, we do a lot, but being busy ain't a good thing, okay? And I'm going to tell you for why. I think that we need to stop perpetuating the myth that to be successful, you have to be busy. You don't. Busy and busyness isn't a measure of anything apart from basically filling your day with tasks. Some of these tasks need to be done, sure. But some don't. Some is just, quite frankly, faffing about. Yes, I do it too. One of my clients' most common focuses is to be less busy. And this is so that they can have more time for the good stuff, you know, like living life. And really just smashing this perception that we have to be busy all the time is something that will make, maybe the thing that will make the biggest difference to you in your business. Because busyness is kind of like a badge of honor. You know, people will say to you, how's business? You busy? And it's like, you don't mean, am I busy? You mean, do I feel my business is on the right path to success? Do I have enough income to pay my bills? Am I, you know, that's what people mean, isn't it? But it's this word busy that kind of causes the problem. Because if you're on the right path, if you're doing the things that you want to do, if you've achieved what you want to achieve for that day, and you choose to then go for a walk or sit binge watching The Crown on Netflix, who cares? You're not busy then, by the definition of the word busy, but you're doing what's good and healthy and right for you. And that's okay. So there's that kind of behaviour of being non-busy, choosing not to be busy, is often kind of frowned upon and sneered at and made out as if you're lazy and all of this. And it just isn't. And that's something that I really would like to change in the world. And I think it's come from, it's a kind of corporate hangover. You know, this is what I think with it really. So when in the corporate world, you know, certainly when I used to have a job, which I've not had since 2011, but being busy was kind of like a badge of honor, to be honest. So you were, you know, first in, I was the manager of my department. So I was the first in, generally speaking, the last out. Generally didn't take a lunch break. I'd eat at my desk, as most people ate at their desks. And yeah, you know, kind of piles of things on the desk that needed working through. And it was just being busy, this being kind of frantic. Oh, I've got so much to do. I've got so many meetings. I've got this. It was like the more successful that you were, the higher it kind of got on the busyness scale, you know, the higher you got in the on the career ladder, the worse it got, you know, the busier you became. And it just didn't make any sense, really. And yeah, I was in it and you've probably been in it too. But if you think about it, it's utter nonsense. And I mean, the corporate world is a terrible place for most jobs, quite frankly. Meetings for the sake of meetings. You know, meetings, I've even been to meetings about setting agendas for future meetings, which is just utter rubbish. And yes, I think probably in my career, I would say at least 50% of the meetings that I attended could have been emails. But I also worked in the public sector, which is, you know, probably worse than a lot of places. But this busyness as a badge of honour and as a measure of self-importance just doesn't need to happen when you run your own business. It's a hangover, probably a patriarchal hangover, but it's a hangover from the corporate world. And certainly when I first started my business, I didn't know what it was like to run a business. Sure, it was different because I was working from home in my spare room, in my jeans and slippers. So that was very different to the world I'd been in where I wore a suit and heels. And, you know, there was a huge change there. But the busyness was pretty intense. I was always at my desk kind of 8:30 or so. And I often worked 14-hour days as standard. And it was insane. And yes, I had a lot of work on because I was new to business and I didn't really know how to run a business. And so I wasn't charging enough for the services I was offering. So I had too many clients in order to be able to cope with them. And I'll talk to you more about pricing and things like that in a future episode. But I definitely was still under the impression, I would say I was still feeling that being busy like that was the way business was, right? Because that's what you did in your job. So that's what you did in your own business. And once I took on a member of staff, the workload eased a bit, but certainly I was first in the office. Once I'd got an office, first in the office and last out. And it's just like, what am I doing? This is what I tried to get away from. So this badge of honour thing, I think, is something that we sometimes wear without even realising we're wearing it. But it is definitely a question that people ask you. How's business? Busy? And I'm quite careful in the way I answer that question now. And I try not to be confrontational because people just basically mean they just mean you're right. But I will respond with something along the lines of, I choose not to be busy in my own business, but I have the perfect level of work that I want for the life I want to lead. And, you know, you phrase it differently depending on who you're talking to, so you don't sound like an arse or make them feel uncomfortable. But it is, you know, we can start making these small changes by responding to that question differently. And this isn't to say, you're not going to have busy days. Flipping out, there are days when we're all running around all over the place. But it's if that's your everyday, then something needs to change. Something needs to change. One way that you can make a big change like that is to set your own schedule. And so the 9 to 5 is, you know, the corporate hangover again. And if you don't want to work 9 to 5, well, who's to tell you that you have to work 9 to 5? You are the boss of you. And so you can choose whatever hours that you want. And I think one thing it's important to kind of think about when you think about setting your own schedule is, when do you have the most energy? Now, I've known hugely successful entrepreneurs over the years who sleep till 10, start work, you know, maybe towards lunchtime, but work kind of later on into the night because that's what suits them. And I remember when I first, someone specific that I'm thinking about, I remember when I first met this guy, I'd only been in business a couple of years maybe, and I was like, whoa, you've got your own business, but you stay in bed in the morning. And I honestly don't think I'd thought about it. I honestly don't think I'd thought about doing anything other than your 9 to 5 kind of thing. So that was a real lesson. But for me, certainly, I know that my window of opportunity for my energy actually is kind of between 10 and 3, which is not a full day of work. But the fact that I work from home on my own means that I can crack through what in an office situation might take you a day, 2 days. I can do it in 2 or 3 hours because I'm at home on my own and I have an ability to hyperfocus and I can really get through things. So I know for me that if for setting client calls particularly, I try and do them all in the morning because that's when I'm most alert. And I don't like evening things. I don't like evening networking. I certainly don't like afternoon or evening calls with my own coach or support people and not with my clients because I'm not fresh. And so that's okay. You know, it's your business. You set your own schedule. And if you pace yourself according to your energy, you'll actually be a lot more productive because when you're tired, and for me, you know, kind of after 3 o'clock, I know it's, you know, the tweaky bits that I do, if I do anything at all. If you manage your energy like that, you'll actually be far more productive. So you get the things such as recording a podcast. You know, I have to do things like that in the morning because I know that's when my brain is working and therefore when my mouth is at least 50% working as it should be. And it's okay. That's absolutely okay. Your time might be in the evening. For you, evenings and weekends might be times when you feel more energized. There's no right or wrong. And that's the beauty of having your own business. And if you know that time and how it's going to be, then you are able to block out specific periods of time for things that match the energy that you know that you'll have at that time. So that could be your client calls. That could be, you know, if you have to do writing or admin. And if you've got kids, you know, you do have a really small window of opportunity between drop-off and pick-up times. So to do the quiet things like writing content, writing your blogs, writing your emails, that needs to be done in a time when you are fresh and you know the house is going to be quiet or your workspace is going to be quiet. And if you block out time, so you block out in your diary, this morning is for recording podcasts, then you don't do anything else. You don't take any calls. You don't have any meetings. You don't scroll social media. You focus on that time and actually you'll get a lot more done. So knowing that you've got that particular time blocked out for the particular task actually gives you the freedom to have free time the other time because you've knuckled down and you've got on with it and you haven't been thinking about 20 other things. You're like, this is the one thing I need to think about. I need to record my podcast. I need to write my emails. I need to whatever it is that you do, I need to have my client calls. Done. Brilliant. Okay. Now I can go for a walk. Now I can go live my life. And factoring in that time for rest and for living life is as important as factoring in the time for work. Because if you're not fresh and you're not relaxed, then your business, it's going to be really hard work. You know, it's going to be really difficult for you and really hard work. And everything that I talk about and do is about stopping it being hard work and making it as easy and gentle as possible for you. So rest is a hugely important thing. And if you're starting out in business or trying to build your business, you will possibly feel that you can't have time for rest because you're not where you want to be. So you need to push, 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 push. And like I've already said, I've done before a stint of 14 hours days in my own business. So there is absolutely zero judgment here for you feeling like that. But let me just put forward an alternative point of view from my many years of experience of doing it the easy way and the busy way, is that if you factor in some time for rest, then you're actually going to be better. You're going to be more productive. You're going to be able to do more. And that might be that you have a nap. It's okay to have a little nap. I haven't had one for ages, actually. I do like a nap sometimes, but I haven't had a nap for ages. Oh, I did fall asleep on Saturday afternoon in front of the football, but I don't think that counts. But I mean, a proper factored in, you have a 15-minute power nap at lunchtime. Why not? Why shouldn't you? You couldn't do that in a workplace, but you can do that in your own workplace, in your own home. So that might be what you need. So prioritising time for this rest in whatever form it comes, is all great, is all fabulous, is all absolutely the way to stop being so busy in business. And you don't have to tell anyone that you do this. You just block it out in your diary and nothing else happens. And that's fine. And you rest, or you watch telly, or you go for a walk, or whatever it is that you want to do. Or you take the blooming afternoon off and you go shopping and do something fabulous. So all of these things are all okay for you to do. And I want you to give yourself permission to run your business in whichever way suits you, no matter how seemingly what maverick that may be. It's okay. It's your business. As long as you are delivering to your clients what you've promised to them, and your clients are happy and you are happy and your business is growing how you want it to grow, you're on the path to where you want to be, excellent. And I don't care if that means that you work from a canoe on a river on Tuesdays only. Doesn't matter at all. It is all about you being happy in your business. But there are times when there's a lot going on, okay? I had a month in 2022 where I overcommitted. I did. And that's because I get very enthusiastic about things and I want to do them all now. So yeah, that's my brain. So I was launching my podcast and I was also writing a book, as well as having clients and all that stuff. So those two things alone, launching a podcast and writing a book, they are massive things. And I, being naive in never done either of those things before, I had no idea. Now, for both of them, I will say that I had support. So I have a podcast producer who puts this together. Hi, Rosemary. Rosemary from Too Busy to Podcast. Look her up. She's fabulous. And I also have a book producer, publisher called Claire McCabe, Purple Star Claire, if you want to look her up, also fabulous. And the two of those people took the pressure off me a bit because they kind of decided the schedule. They told me all the things that I needed to do and I just had to do them. So it took a lot of thinking off my plate. But there were still tons to do, and doing them both at once is not something that I would ever recommend to anybody. But that does happen sometimes. So what you have to do when the busy times come is prioritise. Absolutely prioritise. And I said no to quite a bit of other stuff, including a couple of events that I was going to be going to, because they were evening events, which, as I've already said, doesn't really suit me. One was a long way away, 3 hours drive away for the evening, and it would have been great, but I knew that I needed my energy. I wouldn't have got home till midnight, and I knew that I needed my energy the next day for doing more stuff on my podcast and on my book, whichever it was the next day. So I said no. And it's okay to do that. It's okay to say no to things when you want to focus on the really important stuff. So I prioritized getting my book done, and it's out early 2023, and prioritized getting my podcast launched, which was launched on the 8th of December 2022. So those were my priorities, and everything else kind of waited. One trick that I remember from, which doesn't really... There needs to be a way to make it work in the kind of digital world. But I know when years ago, when I was in my job, I did a kind of prioritization sort of workshop thing. And I'm sure it had a very catchy title. And one of the things that I remember being told is that when you've got lots of paperwork on your desk, put a red dot on something. And if you come to it again, you put another red dot on it. And then if you come to it again, you basically just shred it, because if it's come to the top of your pile twice and nobody's asked for it, nobody's chased you and it hasn't been done, it's not that important, so it doesn't matter. So, you know, it's years since someone told me that, but it's quite a good kind of analogy that some of these things that we have that we need to do, actually, if we don't do them, it doesn't really matter. Because it turns out it wasn't the most efficient thing for us to do, and it's not going to move us forward anyway. So it's okay. So you can use some sort of new digital version of a red dot on work and basically say no to what doesn't matter. And when you're in your focus mode, so when you're in time that's blocked out for your calls or writing your emails or just getting the shit done that you need to get done, turn off all your other distractions. So put your phone on silent and put it face down. Close down your Outlook or Gmail. Turn off the volume on your computer so you're not getting any dings of distraction. Just have the one page open that you're working on. And that sounds like the simplest piece of advice ever, but actually, I bet you don't do it at all. See, I work on two screens, two monitors. And when I'm doing something, I have my Outlook open on the other screen and I will see the things that ping in. And I'm not very easily distracted when I'm concentrating, so I'm pretty good with that. But I know that if my phone pings, it's going to be something more interesting than one of the emails that I get, generally speaking. And it might be a client contacting me in Voxer. So it can distract me. So I do. I am really disciplined in putting my phone on silent and face down. And when I'm really concentrating, such as when I was writing my book, for example, that was the only thing that I had open because I knew that I just had to concentrate. So turning off your distractions is a really good idea. And if you work on two monitors like me, you can even switch one of them off so that there is no temptation and there's nothing there. But it's all about being disciplined with yourself, but not in a kind of really super regimented way, just in a this is me being kind to myself way. And this is how I'm going to have the easiest, quickest, simplest, gentlest, most stress-free way to reach my goals. And that's all it is. It's about being stricter yet kinder with the way that you work and saying no to just a shitload of stuff that just doesn't need to happen because there is too much of that out in the world already. So remember, and this is really, really important for you to remember, I want you to remember this, get it tattooed on your arm, okay, so that you remember it. A space does not always need filling. Space is good. It's that space in your mind where your mind is clear. If that space in your diary, if that space on your desk does not need to be filled, space can just be space that you can just enjoy. Okay, it's hugely important. And I hope that today I've helped you have some thoughts around why you don't always need to be busy and ways that you can change this busyness that kind of hangs over us, the corporate hangover of being busyness, and how you might respond to the next person who says, "How's business? Busy?" So don't forget to set your own schedule and pace yourself according to your energy. Block out time to get stuff done. Be generous with your rest and living life, and your business will be better. You will be more efficient the fewer hours that you work. I am utterly convinced of that, because if you've got good stuff coming up that you want to do that isn't work related, oh my goodness me, you're going to get through your work really, really quickly. You know, the best, the quickest and most efficient work is always done like the day before a holiday, right? Well, that, you know how well you can work on that day, the day before you go on a flight. You can do that every day, but in shorter chunks. So it's entirely, entirely possible. This is not about doing more. This is about being more efficient with what you do need to do and saying no to all the other stuff. So I hope that you're with me on this quest to make life easier and less busy all round. Let's be chilled. Let's be easy breezy. And the world will be a happier place. So please subscribe and review this podcast if you've enjoyed it. If you're listening somewhere exciting or not exciting, but if you're listening, take a photo, share it on social media and tag me in it. I'm at Libby Langley on Instagram. That would be really cool. That'd be really fun. I'd love to see where you are when you listen to my podcast. See if we can come up with the weirdest and wonderful listening situation. That would be really wonderful. And I would really like to hear from you. So Instagram's kind of my go-to place. And if you have any topics for future episodes of this podcast that you would like me to talk about, then please DM me. That would be great. And also let me know what's come up for you through listening to this today, because there will be stuff. Yeah, and share it with me. I would love to hear that and hear how this has helped you, what it's triggered for you, and what maybe you're going to do differently as a result. So thank you very much for listening as always, and I will see you next time. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. If you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there is an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.